Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter from a man in the street. Man is music, activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in his prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And, hey, first of all, may you all have a safe Memorial Day weekend and the remainder of this evening. That's what's really important. Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 22, that M period, A period, N period is Music Activism News, abbreviation, acronym. You can check out Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com. You can call 646-478-0944. Send all music MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. You can Facebook Alfred Porter JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk? Stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, call back or press 1. Now, let me at least tell you some of the shows and things you can check out or people who are very loyal to the cause. Common Sense Radio, Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, or the Twitter handle of Hip Hop Workshop 2, Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. You can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., JR period, Joseph Motley Jr. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. You can Facebook HH Workshop Records or Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Hit things online at www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is still on Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com is out there. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com before the Queen's Court at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., the YouTube page of Miss Commentary. That's M-I-S-S Commentary, space, Cleveland. Also on the Twitter page is Man in the Street 13. That's Man in the Street numeral 13. Also, you got to check out www.templabor.org or thelogtv.com. You can also please check out the YouTube channel. We Are Cleveland from Power Groove Records. We Are Cleveland from Power Groove Records. I also need to take the time to at least let people know some of what's going on out there. There is a, because if I don't do it, I never will. I just won't. Top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, The Actual Tannis from promotions and everything else. Number 9, GMS Hood Famous TV, CUMR Volume 2 hits out tomorrow. Also GMS Hood Famous TV, the Don Yaya, also the Ghetto Mind State. That song is coming out, as well as the fact of what's already out there, the J.O., Suave Gotti and others are doing their thing. Number, and they also filmed a great video that's about to be released to the world. Figures just scared. Number, and that's in number 9. Of course, I want to put down that along with that, the number 8 happened to be Black House Sounds, where Mr. Powers was the first rapper at Soul Jam. Black House Sound did music at the Dialogue Center for the Commander-in-Chief. So that was number 8. Number 7 was, of course, the, you can Facebook it at number 7, the International Airport. So that's what was at number 7. Number 6, you could Facebook the debut of Keith Washington, Nicole Hoops Alexander, Chrissy Keys. That's it. Number 6. Number 5 is none other than Commander, Facebook Commander-in-Chief, the grand opening of the Event Center Party Room at the Dialogue Center with Sheriff Kilroy's CD preview and performances. Black House Sound did the music. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, East 93rd, Back to Basics, Father's Lives Matter, DJ Dollar Rock, GMS Hood Famous TV, Power Women, Brick House Wellness, Ward 4 candidate Dontez Taylor, Ward 7 candidate Dolores Gray, East Cleveland Councilman Ernest L. Smith, proprietor E&T, Miss Commentary Cleveland, YouTube. The bar setup was by Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, and HJS Music. Number 4, Facebook, moving up, Cleveland's George Floyd Murder Anniversary Rally that was held at the Open Air Market last week. Black Lives Matter, Cuyahoga County, Imperial Women, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, Afro Dogs. Number 3, on Facebook, moving up, the rally in March demanding accountability for the murder of Vincent Belmonte was held just today. Number 2, Soul Jam Live, moving up. And number 1, all Memorial Day activities. What a great list to throw out there. I would like to throw out there that we have a couple of salutations. First of all, I want to thank some of the important things that have happened. I want to thank Father's Lives Matter, who opened up their doors today. They had an open cookout where they invited people to come through. It was great to have Danielle on my arms as we went through, enjoyed ourselves. It's been an excellent weekend, the past weekend, so it's been a beautiful thing in itself. Got to send a shout-out to Cheryl and her family. They had a nice event for Mama Porter to be at. Looking at the fact that since that's my brother, Dontez Taylor had a campaign kickoff, but see, it had a lot to do with politics. A lot of politicians are doing things, so that's why I didn't make it in the top 10 list at all. But I got to give a shout out to Dontez Taylor's campaign kickoff with Akron guest. Man in the street was there, mayoral candidate Anthony Wilson, who was at least acknowledged as being Dontez Taylor's campaign manager. Let's see, you had Miss Commentary Cleveland YouTube, Popeye's Chicken, and Soul Sides. So I want to definitely say big shout out to Dontez Taylor. He seems to be making inroads in his quest for Ward 4. As I look at things, I will sing salutations. B.J. Thomas, a.k.a. Billy Joe Thomas, August 7, 1942, to May 29, 2021, was an American singer widely known as B.J. Thomas for his pop, country, and Christian hits of the 1960s and 70s. He made popular recordings of Hooked on a Feeling in 1968, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head in 1969, and Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song from 1975. B.J. Thomas, I'm going to see if there's some hip-hop versions of some of his music so we can play some of his songs or remixes tomorrow on, of course, his particular on the Hip Hop Workshop radio show. So we'll do what we can to at least, you know, play some of his music. I really liked Hey, Won't You Play Another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song to make me feel at home. Yeah, I'm old, I know. And the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head was a personal, couple of personal favorites. Also, Gavin McLeod, born Alan George, February 28, 1931 to May 29, 2021, was an American actor best known for portraying Merrill Steubing, the ship's captain on ABC's The Love Boat. Here's something that a lot of people didn't know. I didn't know it. He was a Christian activist and author. I didn't know there were such things as Christian activists, but I've learned something. He was a Christian activist and author whose career spanned over six decades. He also appeared as a guest on several talk, variety, and religious programs. McLeod's career began in films in 1957. In 1965, he played opposite Peter Mann in The Sword of Ali Baba. He went on to play opposite Anthony Francosa in A Man Called Gannon, 1968. I saw that. Opposite Christopher George in The Thousand Plane Raid. And opposite Clint Eastwood, Telly Savalas, and Carol O'Connor in Kelly's Heroes, 1970. McLeod also achieved continuing television success, co-starring opposite Ernest Borgnine on McHale's Navy, 1962 to 1964. I thought it was a longer run than that because of the repeats, but he played also Joseph Happy Haynes on that program and on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, 1970 to 1977, as Murray Slaughter. But basically speaking, his main role was none other than playing, I believe he made several appearances in musicals, but when he played on the Love Boat as Lieutenant, or Captain Steubing rather, Captain Steubing on the Love Boat, there you go. That was his major role that he was known for. So, with those things being said, I have almost run out of things to talk about, and I'm glad, because at least it gives me a chance to check on other things that might be happening out there that people might want to be made aware of. But before I do anything else, I'm going to at least go to the 216-235 phone number, before going to 216-324. So 216-235, you're on live. How are you doing on this Memorial Day?
Oh, great. What's happening, Mr. Porter? This is Major Taz from Proprietor Entertainment Music Group.
What's going on, Brother Major Taps?
Just want to give a shout out to Brother Dantes. I know he running for that fourth ward councilman. Everybody get out there and support that brother. I was meaning to get out there. I thought the event started like later than what it was. So
right.
Everybody, whoever came out showed up. You know what I'm saying? Much support. So, yeah, most definitely, best of all, for that brother to get in, you know what I mean, because he's been a leader in the community, you know, been putting in a whole bunch of work out here and stuff. And
yeah.
I feel like he's a good candidate to take that position, someone for the people.
Yes.
You hear me?
I agree.
Exactly. Besides that, I'm just maintaining. Getting prepared for the show June 12th.
Right.
The Cleveland African American History Museum, the first one here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that day, the Major Taps album. I know I said I turned around and said it was going to be an EP. But no, it's actually going to be an album.
Nice.
The Major Taps album, the Rise of the Taps album, will be released on that day. And you can get your copy. You can get your copy that day of the show.
Wow. So we could get that copy of the Rise of Taps, wait a minute, at the African Museum Presents the All Walks of Life concert June 12th at 1765 Crawford Road. The time frame of 3 to 9 p.m. with such performers and others such as Suave, Gotti, Major Taps, Almighty, FX, LSD, Hurricane Bang, Pulse Points, Ronnie B., Sheriff Kilroy, Dolores Gray, Joseph Motley Jr., Mr. Powers, Cowboy. And the contact person, Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-609-4012. Go ahead and finish up what you were saying, brother.
Yes. Huge, big, major event. Everybody in Cleveland, they need to come out June 12th. Y'all is here what Mr. Porter just mentioned. He mentioned a bunch of super A-list artists in Cleveland.
Yes.
That will be performing. So come out, enjoy, have a good time, you know, and peace and love, you know.
Appreciate it, man. Peace and love, and thank you for calling in. And wait a minute, is that Maiger Taps?
Correct, Maiger Taps, Major Taps. And the label is Proprietor Entertainment Music Group. And you can look
You
can look us up on Proprietor. You can look us up on YouTube under Proprietor Entertainment TV.
Okay. Is that where I can find the videos such as Get Your Mind Right?
You sure can.
Okay.
You sure can.
That's a hot song, man.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Thank you.
No problem. That Get Your Mind Right song featuring the Almighty FX. When I look up Almighty FX as well, check out the TV station, a TV channel on YouTube that he just told you about. You will not be disappointed. Looking at that, I need to do what I said I was going to do, because if anybody, instead of getting bombarded by barbecue, decided to phone my radio show, then it's my duty to take your phone call. So with that being said, 216-324, that's 216-324. How are you doing out there?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Is this my little sister, Angela Y. Davis?
It is.
You know, I know you probably have a lot to talk about, so I'm not going to try to dissuade you from talking about anything, but I would like to know one thing. Is it true, the streets are buzzing, they've been buzzing for the past 24 hours, that they saw a major activist such as Angela Y. Davis in the company of Nina Turner and many other heavyweights? Is that true?
It is absolutely true. Senator Nina Turner has been my BFF since 2008 when she became a senator. I have been with her ever since, and I will be with her until God calls one of us home, unless he blesses us and allows us to go together. So, yes, I was with the great Senator Nina Turner. I was also with State Rep Juanita Brent and Akron City Councilwoman Tara Samples. We were out in the Ward 1 community, and we were campaigning for Nina, who is currently running for the vacated seat by Marsha Fudge to be the Congresswoman for Congressional District 11. And so I have committed to getting out there in the trenches with Nina as much as I can every day if possible to make sure that we get the correct representation down in Washington, D.C. to help communities of color, black and brown people more so, because the help is needed. We've been lacking. And so now with Nina in there, we will get some extra super real representation that is needed to help get Cleveland, Cuyahoga County, and Summit County where it needs to be. So all the voters in Congressional District 11, that includes Cleveland and Summit County, please go out and give your vote to State Senator Nina Turner. We need your help. Let's do this.
Wow. You said something that struck me. You said correct leadership. What does correct leadership mean to a person like yourself who's boots on the ground in activism?
So for me, correct leadership is making sure that people are making a minimum wage that will help them to at least not have to struggle. So Senator Turner's biggest platforms is minimum wage of $15. She wants to get the prisons and the jails back together, clean water. She wants to eliminate the college debt. And her platforms just go on and on and on, but they're all people-based. They're not politically based. They are people-based, and we need her. And, again, like I said, she and I have been best friends since 2008. She is about the only one who I can really say is a real, true, real friend. She has never turned her back on me. She has never done anything negative or vengeful towards me. And I will serve her till the day I die or unless she goes before me. And her dad treats me just like one of his kids. So as long as I got Nina, I'm okay. I'm not worried about anybody else, because that has proven time and time and time and time again, it's not even worth caring about other people and being friends with other people. So I have officially shrunk my circle very, very, very small, Nina and maybe one or two other people, and that is it, because people don't appreciate good friendship and they don't appreciate loyalty.
Wow. And hearing you speak about good friendship and loyalty, that's a deep one right there. But I'm going to ask you, in other words, you're telling me this whole student debt, it can be done, and here's the proof in what you're saying. The news all over the place is that Wilberforce University, Ohio, Wilberforce University wipes student debt 2020 and 2021 graduating seniors. With that being said, does it seem like the world is catching up with, or maybe Nina Turner is peaking at the right time on the right subjects?
I think it's a combination of the two. I think that Ohio is trying to catch up. The world is trying to catch up with where they need to be. But when we have a leader like Nina who is talking about it and talking about it and talking about it, then it allows the light to be shed that it is possible to be done with no serious negative outcomes from it. So the more we talk about it, the more receptive it'll be. I know we have some people out there that say, well, I don't think it's fair because I paid off my student debt. Well, God bless you that you were able to pay yours off, but the majority of people isn't as lucky as them to pay their student debt off. And you can't say you're about the people, but you don't want them to get some kind of relief so that they can be more productive to their communities. So I get it. Yes, a lot of people do have student debt, and they try to do the best that they can, but it just isn't happening. So student debt being wiped out will give a whole bunch of people a fresh start at life to have a more productive and have a much better life without having to worry about that astronomical debt hanging over their head.
Well, I thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to ask you, is there anything you would like to add to this conversation before you leave out? Because I appreciate the phone call.
There is something I want to add again. I just want to shout out a few people. I want to shout out you, Al, and I want to shout out State Senator Nina Turner. I want to shout out State Representative Juanita Brent, Summit County Councilwoman Tara Samples, Senator Turner's dad and her husband and her son, because, like I said, they have always treated me like family. They embraced me like family. They never turned their back on me. They haven't done anything backstabbing against me, and I just appreciate the loyalty that all of you give me. Councilman Ernest L. Smith as well. You guys support me in everything I do, and you all are honest, and you all just embrace me for who and what I am, even with my mental issues, and you don't throw it up in my face. So I just appreciate it, and much love to everybody that I shouted out.
Thank you so much for thinking of us. May you have an enjoyable rest of this holiday season. And we appreciate you for all the work that you do. May you continue to be boots on the ground. We definitely need you to do that. So I look forward to at least catching up with you on the pavement as we do our work on behalf of the people. We thank you so much.
Thank you.
No problem. This show is becoming hotter and hotter, and I can appreciate it. My main thing is, before I even try to play any music, I want to put out there and say that on Facebook, call to duty, activist farewell for Donnie Pastard, which will be at East 72nd. Lakeshore State Park by the freeway, East 72nd Lakeshore State Park. The group putting it out is Memories of Donnie Pastard. For those who might not have realized it, Donnie Pastard, who passed, was a phenomenal community activist. She was a member of Black on Black Crime, Inc., the Carl Stokes Brigade, All People's Congress, and Greater Cleveland Civil and Human Rights Coalition. She was highly active in other organizations such as Peace in the Hood, Black Lives Matter, Stop Targeting Ohio's Poor, Oppressed People's Nation, NAACP, Tamir Rice Protest, and many more. She was committed in working for social justice and drawing attention to the issues of crime and violence in Greater Cleveland. She was on the scene of the crime of Anthony Sowell's House of Horror, from the seventh female body to be brought out the house until last. So that will be tomorrow. This is probably weird that I'm going to, wow, oh, give me just a second. Wow, did Hayes, you get an infamous shout out. Hayes, Floral Arrangements, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air doing my radio show? That's Hayes, Floral Arrangements for 216-334-9820. 216-334-9820. They will deliver flowers for your occasion. Now, anyway, as I was getting ready to say, I need to play a song. If you were to go to GMS, Hood Famous TV, on YouTube, GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube, where you can find such videos as No Justice, No Peace from my brother's Major Taps. I think that video features Almighty FX, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Mr. Ronnie B, The Unforgiven. Great video, but if you were to check out GMS Hood Famous TV on YouTube, you will see a song called We Coming from Sheriff Kilroy. And on that video, where a lot of it talks about Tamir Rice, at the very beginning of the video, when the people are marching in, it shows Donnie Pastahart, who even as an elder, a senior, was holding up a sign and marched to Tim McGinney's house. It also shows it about 1 minute 17 seconds to about 1 minute and 26 seconds. Donnie Pastahart with her name right up under from the Tamir Rice protest. So with that being said, because I haven't played this in several months, just because I feel like it, I'm going to play this particular song. Donnie Pastahart was a part of everything. We coming.
We coming. We coming.
What?
We coming.
What?
We coming.
What?
We coming.
What?
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RBD, I'm the whole Evan show. So if you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I south to McGinney's house. I raise hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid to call. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. But if the PD gets immunity on false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk and drive. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office and that's the bottom line.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
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 Hey, I got this rap return back, those blind to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Tim McGinley letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting in under the jail. Resist the wrestle from the slavery. We living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it day way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones disobedient, time will tell. Don't get murdered.
We coming. 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 We coming.
You know, I think that was from like the third Sheriff Kilroy album called Black House Sounds Presents Sheriff Kilroy. This is like a 12-foot stepladder for a soapbox. You know, I'm not going to beat a horse. Just call out certain things. Everybody's like, Mayor Frank Jackson, why isn't he running again? He would probably be able to get religious leaders and other people to support him if he ran. A lot of people thought he might run to protect his grandson, great-grandson, some of his people in his office who are accused of doing crimes. But simplistically, I think the embarrassment is, you know something? Let me take my money and leave before somebody else gets indicted and it falls on my back from out of City Hall of Cleveland. Because, you know, he could have done his best to protect his family. But there's some other money issues at hand. And the fact that people have talked about their finances and everything like that. Cleveland mayor. This was written, it says, Cleveland mayor allegedly uses status to protect gang member grandson. Now, before you start saying, wow, what local Cleveland paper put that out? This was from the New York Post, May 3rd, 2021, before Mayor Frank G. Jackson decided, you know something? I'm not going to run again. You see, the New York Post, highly regarded and respected newspaper, said, verbatim, Cleveland Mayor Frank G. Jackson allegedly used his influence to shield his grandson, a reputed gang member, from being arrested in connection to a fatal shooting that still remains unsolved 2 years later, according to a report. Frank Q. Jackson, a suspected member of violent street gang No Limit 700, was the prime suspect in the broad daylight August 28, 2019 shooting of 30-year-old Antonio Biscuit Parra, which is what I believe the New Republic reported. But cops never ended up arresting the then 22-year-old following an eyebrow-raising encounter with his powerful grandfather, who is now being sued by the murdered man's family, the report said. Officers went to the 74-year-old Democrat's house the night of the shooting, intending to take his grandson into custody, but they stood down after a conversation the mayor had with Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams, according to the New Republic. It's unknown what took place during the encounter at the mayor's house, since the elder Jackson apparently told cops, to turn off their body-worn cameras in violation of department policy, a local TV station reported in September 2019. The mayor, as part of the wrongful death lawsuit proceedings, claimed ignorance about why his grandson wasn't arrested that night. I do not know, Jackson said, according to the New Republic. However, to the best of my recollection, while outside my house, police spoke on the phone with Frank Q. Jackson's lawyers. In addition to murky circumstances surrounding cops backing away from arresting Frank Q., a local councilman claims the mayor, who has led the Ohio City since 2005, has repeatedly provided cover for his grandson's gang. The rumor is they're up running ripshod over the central neighborhood, and that the police department is looking the other way, said Ward 8 Councilman Michael Palencic. Peter Patakos, a lawyer for the Parra family, says the case is emblematic of Jackson's corrupt mayoralty. You spend so many years in power, and you get desensitized to your own abuses of it, he told the New Republic. The mayor, in part, holds power on his purported representation of the poor people in the inner city, but his family is above it, and it's created this spectacular mess. So I just wanted to say I could have, like, left this whole news story alone. I could have put it as 20-foot step ladder for the soapbox, but it only needs 12 because, hell, people like, I don't know, Angela Y. Davis, people like Joe Jones of Father's Lives Matter, people like Art McCoy, people like Al Porter Jr., Man in the Street. Yeah, we've been telling you this for a long time. Well, people laughed at Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County for the recall petition. Only reason it got dropped was because Mayor Frank Jackson's wife was definitely ill, sick. But the thing is, it just shows you he had a good reason why he definitely is not seeking re-election, which makes sense. You know, people would have used that against him in the debates. There's no way he could have gotten away from it or gotten around it. They just would have. He would have been very damaged goods. It would have drug his family through everything. It would have. And so the smartest thing that he did was say, I'm going to take my ball, leave the playground, and go home. I'm done playing basketball. Thank you all for attending, but it is what it is. Or, as Frank Jackson so said, it is what it is. So with that being said, I haven't played this in a little while. Reverse a War. Reverse a War features Black House Sounds and their special guest. I'll let you hear who their special guest was. This was from the original CCR album.
Gang of us, and we ain't at the casino, about to change it up, cause life is not a game of love. in the land of BC. That's when I question, do I live for them or live my life for me? Cause it's rugged in these streets with these crooked creep freaks that'll either have your life devoured or a kidnapping spree. But I ain't gonna lie, up in the trenches ain't no sight to really see. All it is people giving they self just sacrifice for the feast. Supporting the dealers to keep a gun just to keep space in peace. Mentally loaded we can't enable till they life is ceased. The words I said right out of my mouth, yeah I know the truth hurts. Cause when it comes to being a man, yeah my life comes first. Whatever you justify in life on the block turf jerk is a one-way ticket, don't leave you bored as the devil's dessert. And I'm not speaking from my mind, what I'm saying is from the heart. Cause the man upstairs gon' stay with me till death do us part. So keep on settling for the worst, cause I set up a bet. Forget the negative lockdown, I want the positive lock now.
It's time to make a change, boy. It takes time to reverse the war. It takes time to reverse the war. It's time to make a change,
hey.
Boy. It takes time to reverse the war.
That is none other than from CCR1, Suave Gotti, with Black House Sound. Suave Gotti will be there as well at the African Museum June the 12th. As I sit back and enjoy everything, I'm just rolling through what I can to at least say that, hey, I've gotten through certain, I will say, news stories. It's very, very interesting that, of course, we got a chance to talk to little sister Angela Y. Davis, boots on the ground, who has let us know that the 11th Congressional District and who she supported and why. It's very interesting that the 11th Congressional District that includes the city of Cleveland and the eastern suburbs, stretching down to include portions of Akron and Summit County, it is heavily gerrymandered to favor Democrats and is the only minority voter district in the state. The 13 Democrats who will be on the ballot are former State Senator Nina Turner, Cuyahoga County Councilwoman Chantel Brown, former City Councilman Jeff Johnson, former State Senator Shirley Smith, former State Representative John Barnes Jr., Tariq Shabazz, James Jerome Bell, Will Knight, Pamela Pinckney, Isaac Powell, Martin Alexander, Seth J. Corey, Latik Shabazz. So there you go. Now, two Republicans will also compete in a primary in August, facing an uphill battle to best the winner of the Democratic contest, Laverne Gore and Felicia Washington Ross. The winners of the prospective primaries will face off in the regularly scheduled November 2nd election and will serve through the remainder of the congressional term that will end in 2022. They will face re-election in 2022 in a district with different boundaries following the redistricting process that will take place later this year. So that is one of those things that is happening. I appreciate everybody who at least tunes in. A lot of people were hitting me up because they were like, is this true? Longtime Ice Cube collaborator, Sir Jinx, sues him. My thing is, for unpaid royalty. Yep, there's money. Sir Jinx says he's produced nearly 30 tracks in total for Ice Cube. I think TMZ talked to, and others were talking to Sir Jinx, but Sir Jinx is suing Ice Cube, who was the longtime producer. The two began their music careers in the mid-1980s in the group Crew in Action, CRU-IN Action, otherwise known as Stereo Crew. Jinx's government name, Anthony Wheaton, claims that the lawsuit is the last resort. According to Jinx, his attempts to speak with Cube personally were unsuccessful. Jinx says he produced as many as 28 songs for Ice Cube dating back to, I believe, 1998's debut, America's Most Wanted. Notable tracks include No Vaseline, The Funeral, It's a Man's World and One More. It wasn't until 2019 that Jinx realized he wasn't being paid the proper royalties. He's currently asking a judge to award damages of over $100,000. At least it's not like $1 million or $500,000. A source close to Ice Cube said the rapper has loaned Jinx money on multiple occasions and hasn't been paid back, which is interesting. The two haven't worked together since 2010 when they got together along with Jail Felony and Dub C for Life in California from Cube's I Am the West album. That year, Jinx told Hip Hop DX he hadn't spoken with Ice Cube throughout the track's creation and opened about how their relationship changed, which means this has been brewing for years. I believe it was, when you see how the moguls of today, how they treat everybody, you just got to get in line, he said. It's 1 million people that want to give him beats. And when I want to give him a beat, maybe my beat might cost a little more, but I don't know how he makes his music anymore. So I just sit and do what I'm supposed to do as a producer and send him beats for the love of hip-hop. And I just wanted to continue that, but I guess the formula that he has around him doesn't. It's no room for Sir Jinx. He must have something inside of him that wants to work with Jinx, but it's just not his faith, body, and mind. So this means it's been brewing since back in 2010, and you would have thought it could have or should have been worked out since then, because it might have helped keep this situation from being to the point of where it is now. I'm just saying, maybe it would have. It's very interesting that, like I said, 2010, you're complaining then. Who knows? If I'm giving somebody and loaning them money and not being paid back, I might sit back and say, what? Pay you for a beat? You didn't pay me what? We good. So it will be an interesting thing once this finally goes to court. People, also give you a warning that Big Brother is always watching you. Okay, I know there's some women out there who say, what about Big Sister? Okay, so Big Brother, Big Sister is always watching you. Why do I say that? This is a 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. To be careful with what you do. A Cleveland man was denied his concealed carry permit renewal after deputies watched a music video he appeared in 3 years ago. Lamont just tried to renew his concealed carry permit just out of the city at a less crowded sheriff's office with open appointments. Now, the reason that I say that is because that's what happened. But just stated, you know, he started recording his visit to the Portage County Sheriff's Department because he couldn't believe he was being denied a CCW renewal. He was denied that renewal. Why? It said, I got my social. I got both my IDs right here. How can you not establish my identity? You're not explaining to me why. He said to deputies in the cell phone footage. Just says he originally got his CCW in 2016 after a man robbed and shot him near St. Clair and East 112th Street. I just know I was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and luckily I made it out alive, just said. He said he still has one of the bullets in his body. I never carried a gun before I got shot. The CCW is for my protection and nothing else. I'm not out here being a violent person. Just also says he works full-time at an Amazon delivery driver as the Amazon delivery driver. He's one of them. And he writes rap music with his brother on the side. When deputies denied him the permit, one of them held up a picture from a music video, of all things, that just was in, that had been posted to YouTube in 2018. Just as like, what does that have to do with my CCW? The deputy replied, saying, a picture says 1,000 words. Just then, his brother appeared to be sitting at a table with marijuana and tequila. I told him I'm a Cleveland rapper. I told him it was props in the video, just said. Just says he made this video after he got shot because he believes drugs are a big issue for people in the city. Drugs and alcohol starts a lot of problems, period. And that's what the video was about. Cleveland is heartless. Deputies say there is an arrest warrant out for Gist brother Levante, who's also in the video. Deputies say Levante had given Lamont's name as his at one point. And the department says deputies figured that out, though, and realized there was indeed no warrant out for Lamont's arrest. Lamont didn't have any prior convictions. I didn't know social media could be used in a background check. I thought it was just criminal cases and warrants, just said. Deputies say they came upon the music video, though, as they were investigating Gist's identity, and I think it was Sheriff Bruce Zukowski and his deputies did not reply to certain things. But, however, they did have a written statement, and I believe it was 19 News that the deputy said, based on this image and the presence of what appears to be an illicit substance, as well as the presence of a wanted felon in the same image, Sheriff Zukowski decided to deny the issuance of a CCW permit. But according to the ACLU, provocative and controversial entertainment such as a music video should be protected as free speech under the First Amendment. After they found a sign in the department's lobby that says the sheriff reserves the right to deny a permit at his discretion, they asked the experts about whether it's legal for a sheriff to use discretion to deny a license. So they did say Buckeye Firearms said so far they could, but just says he never got an explanation on the day that he was denied, and he never received one in writing, which is required by state law. But the thing is, people, just it's very interesting out there. My thing on it is at least the ACLU did talk about entertainment, free speech, gives you the right to do a whole lot of things, and so we roll with that one. And I'm getting off of what is an interesting 10-foot step ladder for my soapbox. I remember a few years back, you will definitely have to look it up, when the FBI arrested a Cleveland rapper because he was under investigation for shooting someone. Now, this is how the FBI in Cleveland arrested the rapper. They watched the music video and saw the address on the porch. When they saw the address on the porch, the FBI went to the house and arrested the rapper. True story. I'm not forgetting that particular instance. Just letting you know, big brother and big sister, do watch what you do out there. You have to make sure that whatever it is that you do, you let them know, look, this is for entertainment purposes only. And go out there to the ACLU immediately and talk to them if you encounter any certain stigmas. But just make sure it's a lesson for everybody. With that being said, I'm going to talk to you all later on. I'm going to do what Major Taps would say, but get my mind right. I'll talk to you all soon. This particular track, Why Not? Thinking Music from Emax the Image would take us out. Peace.